Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering.
You must understand that there are forces that want to take us back to another period. But you must never, ever give up or give in. You must keep the faith and keep your eyes on the prize. That is your calling. That is your mission. That is your moral obligation. That is your mandate. Get out there and do it. Get in the way.
Those were the words of John Lewis, ringing out in the Capitol Rotunda yesterday. As his body lay in state, the first black lawmaker to do so, Lewis leaves a profound impact on American history and a profound impact on his former colleague, Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley. Congresswoman Pressley, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Good to be with you, Tiziana.
You know, it's kind of one of the ironies of life that we often don't get the luxury of really reflecting on someone who means so much to us until they've passed. You know, there is the congressman yesterday, his casket draped in an American flag in the middle of that room, making history even in death, his entire adult life important to our modern history. It feels insufficient to ask you how that moment felt to you yesterday, but I think I got to just start there.
No, I feel inordinately blessed to have walked this earth and the halls of Congress at the same time as Congressman John Lewis, to have broken bread with him, to have prayed with him, to have danced with him. I feel inordinately blessed and simultaneously robbed at the same time, because although we had him for 80 glorious years, and might I add, defying the average life expectancy of black men by many, many years. But it just seems that 80 years, when there's that much goodness, that much grace, that much conviction, that much humility, is just not enough. And in fact, it might just be a testament to the fact that making good trouble is good for the soul, is good for the body, and might even be the key to longevity. And because he had defied every odd, you know, this spiritual prodigy, someone who got the call to serve God so early in life, who spoke often of preaching to the chickens as a young boy, went on to then command the respect and the attention of presidents, ambassadors, and thought leaders, and to be the conscience of not only the Congress, but I think our nation. It was very emotional yesterday. Members of the Congressional Black Caucus stood in a circle at the end around his casket. And we're still grieving the loss of Elijah Cummings. And it was just very hard. I touched his casket. I wept openly. I was carrying my mail-in ballot with me inside the program book. And I just said over and over again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It is especially hard to have lost him at a moment of renewed reckoning on racial justice, at a time of such unprecedented hurt, to lose his moral clarity and voice, his decency at this moment. It is especially painful.
Why did you bring your mail-in ballot with you yesterday?
Well, because I'm a beneficiary of his activism, of the blood that he shed on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. And I could not cast that ballot were it not for Congressman John Lewis and Reverend C.T. Anderson. And I want to bring into this conversation local civil rights shero, Mimi Jones, who just passed away as well. I think, you know, women are often the hidden figures in this movement. But, you know, John Lewis was an original architect of the Black Lives Matter movement. That march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge was in protest to police brutality. And so we find ourselves in the midst of these old fights, but I'm going to keep the hope that this is a new day, because John Lewis never lost the hope. I found just yesterday his memoir, Walking with the Wind, that he had autographed for me, and he just wrote on the inside, as he said so often, keep the faith, never give up.
Your comment about Black Lives Matter made me think, he spoke to Radio Boston's Meghna Chakrabarty in 2013, and I'm going to play some sound for you. He said this about how he saw the activism of the current young generation.
I'm deeply concerned that the present generation failed to grasp what happened. That's why I think it's so important for young people and those not so young to understand that there's a role for them to play. I have this feeling that people are just too quiet. They need to make some noise.
So that was August of 2013, and 1 year later, August of 2014, young people and activists took to the streets in Ferguson, Missouri, after a jury didn't indict police officers in the killing of Michael Brown, and it certainly has not been quiet since then. How much is his example of activism what we're seeing in the noisiness of these years and these days?
Oh, certainly. Again, they gave us... Eric Holder refers to Dr. King and John Lewis and Reverend C.T. and Andrew Young and Abernathy as our other founding fathers, because theirs was the fight of an inclusive democracy. And they gave us the blueprint to organize, to mobilize, to legislate. And that is exactly why, for those that might be offering their well-meaning platitudes about John Lewis and seek to rewrite history, John Lewis was disruptive. John Lewis was agitating the status quo. John Lewis was seeking law change. And so that's why I find it so disingenuous when I have colleagues across the aisle that are offering these condolence platitudes. And meanwhile, Mitch McConnell has sitting on his desk for 200 days, H.R. 4, which should be renamed the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. So you cannot utter John Lewis's name when you are legislating or obstructing in such a way that you seek to undermine our very democracy to ensure free and fair elections, which is the very thing for which John Lewis shed blood on that bridge. And so, you know, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tiziana.
No, it's okay. We're almost out of time. And so I think I'm just going to let you finish that thought, because we've only got about 30 seconds left.
Yeah, my final image of him is I did go to Alabama with my family when he did that final walk across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. He was, you know, diminutive, you know, frail, but he was supported by community as he gave an address on that bridge. And he never stopped fighting. He never stopped fighting to realize justice and equity. And we must never stop fighting. That is the lesson of John Lewis. Keep the faith.
Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, I really appreciate you joining us today. Thanks.
Thank you.